Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 5.5 years ago, Jen and I finally had our chance to tell the church where we wanted to serve. Well, we actually got to tell the bishops of the church where we wanted to serve, on a hope and a prayer that they wanted us to serve in their synod too. Graduating seminary, you put yourself at the mercy of the church, trusting that the Holy Spirit moves through the institution to carry you off somewhere that you actually want to be. It is a real act of faith to enter the call process in our denomination. Of all the 65 synods in the ELCA, I requested 3. The Rocky Mountain Synod, the Eastern Washington Idaho Synod, recently renamed to the Intermountain Northwest Synod, and of course, the Montana Synod. The church allowed me to request where I wanted to live and work, so I told them, the Mountain West region of the United States. These 3 synods cover the entire Rocky Mountain range, from Canada down to Mexico, Eureka to El Paso. If the Holy Spirit was asking, I wanted to serve somewhere in this great western expanse. Fortunately for me, and perhaps unfortunately for my wife, we were sent to the part with lots of snow. A big aspect of my draw to serve in the West is because wilderness is where I am best able to find rest. Among the trees, streams, mountains, and wild meadows, my soul is able to breathe a little more freely. Others draw from the energy of city streets or having lots of stores and restaurants around to keep them busy and well-fed. Not me, though. I love the open space that is quickly getting crowded out in other areas across the world. By the grace of God, I was led to the Mission Valley and Montana, places that still value wilderness and open country, where I am better able to find rest and rejuvenation. It is no surprise, then, that when I was reading our lessons for today, my mind lingered on the concept of Sabbath. Sabbath is the day of rest that the Israelites were commanded to devote to the Lord in the Ten Commandments, the 3rd commandment to be precise. The Sabbath is the 7th day of the week, honored as a day of rest and worship amongst the Hebrew people, and is celebrated on Sunday by we Christians because it is the day that our Lord rose from the dead, the 8th day of creation, if you will, doing a little Jesus math there. The 8th day of creation in which the new heavens and the new earth were formed when death was defeated. In the Hebrew language, the word Shabbat, Sabbath, means to cease, desist, or rest. If a day is to be a Sabbath, it involves resting and ceasing, or desisting from working. The word Sabbath also forms the root of the term sabbatical, which is a period of rest in which typically teachers, professors, and sometimes pastors, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, are given a season in which to be renewed in mind, body, and spirit from the mind-numbing work that makes up lives of study and staring down the devil in other people's lives. God commands us through the prophets that we are to honor Sabbath by ceasing from our labors on a weekly basis, in order to devote our time and our worship to the Lord. What has been gnawing at me this week in thinking about our text from Isaiah is the fact that God's command that the people refrain from trampling on the Sabbath is not given as a suggestion for health and wholeness, but rather as a strategy for defense against future conquering empires. This section of the book of Isaiah was written to the Israelites who had returned from exile in Babylon, were rebuilding the desolated city of Jerusalem, deciding what to do with other ruins of their former kingdom, and dealing with questions of how to protect themselves as a people returned to the promised land. First, the prophet commands them that they are to keep from speaking evil and pointing the finger at one another. All well and good. Pettiness with our neighbors is never ideal. Then it says that they are to always offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted. Caring for the poor and the oppressed has always been the work of God among the people. Then the text goes on to say, if you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. The newly freed exiles were commanded by the prophet to honor the Sabbath so that they would be made to ride upon the heights of the earth instead of being trampled underfoot by the imperial armies next door. Rest and honor the Lord on the Sabbath, they were told, so that they would not be conquered again. Quite the military strategy. For being honest, this prophetic command runs contrary to a lot of American values. Though we are a very religious country, and a very Christian country at that, we also lift up and value hard work as much as, if not more than, other virtues. Have trouble paying your bills? Work harder. Get an extra job. Work weekends and holidays. Want to start a business? The key is to work hard. Train harder, play better, study harder, work until the wee hours of the night to get the job done, and pull all-nighters if you have to. Put in more hours to whatever you do than the next person. In our country and our culture, these are seen as noble traits. So the Lord's command that God's people observe Sabbath, cease, desist, rest, might seem to us like the last thing that they would want to do to defend against their foreign neighbors. Shouldn't they hunker down, work through the weekend, and double time their efforts to build walls and innovative defenses against their enemies? Shouldn't they work at training extra hard in order to create elite forces that could repel any attack? Shouldn't they just work harder instead of resting to keep from being overrun again? Nope. The people were commanded to keep Sabbath rest every week as an act of faith in our Lord. Not only were they following in the path of the Creator by resting on the day that the Lord rested, they were also continuing to trust that the completion of their work to protect the promised land, harvest food for themselves, and work to make sure that they lived well in the home that they had just returned to. All came from the Lord's benevolence. It was God who would find a way to make sure that they were protected. Not the quality of their walls, the perfection of their worship, or the abundance of their fields. God would provide and make a way for them to live peacefully in the land promised to them. So, they rested. And they were able to rest peacefully when the Sabbath came around every week, because they trusted that the Lord would provide. Just like a lowly seminary grad finding peace among the bison and bears that roam in our mountains, after years of anxiously waiting to know where God would send him, the people found peace by ceasing from their work to pay homage to the fact that God gets the job done better. They rested, knowing that working harder would not solve all their problems, protect them from every evil, or save them from every enemy. But God can do that. God does do that. So they respected the day of the Lord instead, trusting that the God of abundance would provide for them while they rested, just as much as God provided for them the other 6 days of the week. May we too follow their example and trust in the wisdom of God's command. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.